This podcast is explicit.
Welcome to the end, friend. Boys, look who it is.
All right, guys, if you're looking for a podcast whose hosts don't dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, you're in the wrong place. But if you're looking for a show or a podcast, the podcast hosts do dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Because when you dance with the devil don't change. Devil changes you.
So, guys, listen. My idea of doing class cards worked so great.
My gosh. We had got so much positive. We had the phones were off the hook of people just calling in saying, give us more.
I was like, guys, listen, I think we should do it again.
Yeah.
So we're doing another round of Druid cards.
All right, let's spin the wheel of classes.
We hit bankrupt.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, well, enjoy the show, guys.
It's coming up, Shaman, guys.
All right, well, listen. I picked a Shaman card that I love, and a lot of people don't.
Joe, you haven't told us what card, but you said that this card is a game changer.
It is a game changer. You know what? When it comes out, and I love this sound, this is what you hear.
Wow.
And then, when it attacks, and then when it dies,
such versatility. That right. Sound Strange. Design.
This dust devil, it has eyeballs.
And hands.
And it has cufflinks. Little red cufflinks. You see the cufflinks on it?
Yeah, well, I don't think those are cufflinks.
Fancy. But it's fancy. All right. I think he's like a djinn. Like,
I don't know what he is. I don't know.
He's like wearing the Aladdin bracers.
There you go.
No, it's cufflinks. It's cufflinks.
Okay. No, all right. You're right.
And then, yeah, I think you can see his little handkerchief that he puts in his pocket.
Oh, yeah, he's got a quarter pocket.
Yeah.
He's fancy.
It says, Westfall is full of dust devils and buzzards and crazed golems and pirates. Why does anybody live there?
I don't think anyone does because it's not a real place.
Raymond Swanland is the artist. Believe it or not, that's a real name.
He's really good at just making swirls.
Yeah. And a lot of priests use this deck as well.
I don't see how that's possible.
You know what?
Tell us how this card's great, because I'm having a hard time here.
Russia says its name literally has dust in it.
That's clever. Okay. Turn it into dust.
It's a 1/3/1. Wind Fury, Overload 2.
Ooh, it's a high cost.
It is.
Okay.
Essentially costs 5... Like 3 mana.
Yeah.
No, it's a game changer.
Okay. And I've never seen it actually attack someone.
Oh, I've pushed people's stool in with it.
No, yeah. Okay. I can't believe okay. This.
Round one. I bring it out.
Round two.
Round two. You kill it. How do you kill it?
Okay. So
I'm a mage, and I just ping it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Let's say you're not playing a mage. That's 1 out of 6 people.
Okay.
You're a paladin.
I'm a paladin. I summon a squire, and the squire will kill it.
Next turn.
Yeah.
After I smash you for 6 damage.
Oh, gosh.
What if you don't go first?
That's right.
Well, it doesn't matter.
What if they put down a 1-point minion, and then you drop that card, and then they kill you either way?
No.
Wait.
You don't. If you go first, you put this down. If you go second.
You don't put it down. So you just never play it if you go second.
No. You play it just a little bit later. Okay. When you got a lot of threats on the board.
Okay.
And then, best thing is, you could play it.
So, mage, and druid, hard counter to this guy.
Mage, druid, rogue.
Warrior's a pretty hard counter to it, too, because they have a 2-point weapon that they can...
But that would already be turn 2, which means they've already been smacked in the face twice.
No, that's their turn. So you well,
my turn 1.
Your turn 1, but they have the coin, remember? Yes. So that they means their turn 1, they
who so, uses a coin?
Oh god. Okay.
No one uses a coin.
Do you know who this is good against?
Who?
This is good against
All Okay, another thing.
Joe, I think the priest has the toughest time dealing with this.
Yeah.
But...
But the thing is...
Think about it, though,
Blake. If he... Here's two things.
Okay.
If he can get out, he just smashes people.
Horrible starting hand.
Yeah.
And he just smashes people until he gets dealt with. Because six damage, that's a lot of damage.
It can be if you're able to do it, for one.
Okay.
For two, you're not putting anything down in turn two because...
Yes, you can. Because there is a two-mana spell...
That you can't use.
That unlocks...
That you can't use.
I'm talking about as the game progresses.
Okay. Oh,
it's a two-mana spell that unlocks your crystals and does two damage.
Yes, but you wouldn't be able to cast it because you're already locked.
I'm just saying, later in the game.
Blake, I apologize because it looks like the statistics from the last 30 days, upwards of 1.5% of shaman decks have used this card.
Okay.
I use this. I use this card.
1.5%.
And the best part, no, it's a decent card.
Let me tell you what's a better card.
Every other card.
No, same thing.
The two.
The Whirling Zap-O-Matic.
Yeah, he's the 2/3/2.
Because he's got the health.
Yes. He's another card I put in that deck.
Yeah.
Which you're having a lot of little guys with Wind Fury that are smacking everything. And the thing, yeah.
Do you know what? You could play this card, and your opponent might be so confused because they've never seen it before that they won't know what to do.
And they're like, oh, that's not a threat.
That can't be a real card. I must be dreaming.
What did I eat last night?
Okay, listen to this guy.
Okay.
Random Bread said,
okay,
it's not available card, but always remember, Dust Devil, coin Dust Devil. Attack on turn two. Turn three, do a Flame Tongue Totem, and you win the game.
It's true.
Okay.
If you survive.
It's the Kripperin Prophecy Shaman, turn three, win.
That's great. If your opponent DC'd and he doesn't play any cards on his turn one and turn two, that'll work great.
Yeah. Yeah, if he just sits there and watches what's going to happen.
Okay, let's say he's playing on his phone.
Yeah.
And his kid starts crying because he fell down the stairs and he just drops his phone and he runs to take care of his kid.
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting there, ooh, just wailing on him.
And you turn so
and
quick.
And he can't do anything.
Yeah.
Wacky Deli says, my strategy, control your opponent and make him use up all of his removal. Have a taunt or two on the field before dropping him.
Okay.
Because if you can't get to him, it's so cheap. Easily coin. Smash.
Actual cost is 3 mana.
Yes.
No, not when you have that card that unlocks him.
Okay. No.
So, okay. Look at this way.
You can't count.
Okay. Listen to me.
Oh, I can
listen
count
to
him.
Me.
Okay. You can count.
You're talking about putting him down first turn. Okay. That means that he's a 3-point card. Even if you have.
You don't always put him down first turn.
So sometimes you keep.
Okay. If you put him down later in the game, then he's a 1-point card if you have that spell. But if you don't have that spell, it's a 3-point card.
No, it's a great combo. Listen, with that combo, you can do 8 damage.
Look, I'm with you, Blake. The numbers are with you. I mean...
That's all that matters.
1.5 out of 100 people put him in their deck.
Exactly.
And that is something you could... That's money in the bank right there.
Yeah. If 99.5 people jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
I am with the 1%, Blake. Just like you have always told me, you are with the 1%. You're a 1%.
I'm with the
99%. You know, he's picked 40 times in the arena.
Yeah, 40% in the arena, that's a lot less than most of the cards we look at.
Yeah.
You know what? You guys just need to broaden your horizons, dude. And then the thing is, There's an Overlord decks. People play Overload.
Yeah, Overload.
Overload, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the Overlord deck I had, I brought him in.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, man.
How many times? Smack, I don't see you playing.
Smack, smack, smack. He's a dust devil. He's got cufflinks of rubies.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, you've convinced me.
Then throw Bloodlust on this fool.
Yeah, he's not going to survive till round five, Blake. In what world does this thing survive to round five?
Well, in round four, in he round drops four, down.
You play two of these, and that way in round five, you don't have enough mana to play Bloodlust.
Exactly. No,
that's how it works. Round four, you drop him down for one.
Yeah.
Three mana left. You use two mana to clear up those crystals, do two damage to a minion on the field, or the boss.
Okay.
He's ready to go. Next turn, drop Bloodlust.
So you're doing eight. So you're doing 16.
Doing 16 damage. 1 point card.
Actually, it still costs you those 2 points to unlock it.
3 points. 3 points. And you've done 20 damage.
No.
Blake, you convinced me.
20 damage.
I'm just going to throw out the fact that there are like seven other cards that do that better. But, man, I'm just...
20 damage.
20 damage.
3 points.
Oh, God.
Man, we need to make an instructional video.
Yeah.
On how to do this combo.
All you said was just pick your favorite card. All
right.